Direktur, masa datang. If we talk about things in modern times, people can, we can, to have quite a few negative things to say. No one has any respect for authority. Those in authority don't deserve any respect. People don't seem to go to church like they should. They don't have any morals. The lies, the cheats, the sin, etc. But one of the things that we can be pleased with about living in our time is that a good number of diseases that used to be thought of as a catastrophic have been eliminated or not so. Even the worst can go to the county health departments and get our parents and our children who have the things like for you, definitely, this is in that not a long time ago, even in America, might have been subtle, brutal. Because that today mentions one of these diseases. One that is a type of crisis. What seems quite contagious, dangerous. That is the disease of leprosy. Perhaps, because of the climate, leprosy was a purely widespread disease in the country. It's a frightening thing. It's searing and causing a loss of sensation. So the extremities are often lost to accidents. It's described in the Old Testament along with instructions to keep the leper to keep him from spreading the disease to others and for certifying the occasionally occurring cures from disease. Dear friends, my hope is this. Leprosy was understood to be the results of original sin. But it's not to say that leprosy has no organic cause. But simply to say that mankind could have been protected by God from sickness, suffering, and death if our first parents had not rejected God's grace. So, the leper was an outcast. He had a deadly, curly work on the sea. And even if he was not a sinner himself, he reminded everyone of the ugliness of sin in general and brought to mind terrible consequences of sin, sickness, and death. It's interesting to note that when our world encountered these dangers and had pity on them and hid them of their leprosy, he insisted that the fellow the prescriptions of the Old Testament and prevents prescriptions of love. Christ had gone to heal on the Sabbath, and his disciples pierced ears of grain on the Sabbath. But here, we find him insisting that these men, obviously cured from their illness, present themselves to the priests. However, it is because it was not just some extraordinary mercy. The priests had convictions of their errors. Precisely because it was the priests who were concerned with their own sins and the sins of their people. It was the priests of the Old Testament who were recognized by God to be the intercessors between God and men. It was they who were empowered to offer sacrifice to God for the forgiveness of human sins and the appeasement of God's justice. If the body was one of the consequences of sin, it was only natural that the priests would be the ones required by God to judge whether or not it had been cured in a particular individual. Carol was careful to follow this prescription because he intended to make the sacrament part of his sacramental system. After he had assured the remaining sacrifice of the cross, he gave his priests the authority to forgive the sins of those for whomever will offer the sacrifice of the Mass. In other words, even though our world remains mankind in general, individual men and women will still have to have their specific sins pardoned by the priest. Receive the paradox, he told them, whoever to forgive their pardon. Dear friends, there is a meaning we also see to see in this end. Our guest is the one that we can. And that is that we all have a feeling of gratitude for all the graces that God gave us. The letters also remind us of the great opportunities we have in the sacraments of the creation. Even though we sin repeatedly, as we have, some thoughts of repetition. We can recover from the bondage of sin. And we can say no, we can recognize the human flow of self-induced confusion and suffering, of alienation from God and the Creator. We can recover from the eternal suffering. All we have to do in making a good donation is to return a very small portion of the love that God showed for us. When Max 10 met me, then where are the other nine? Thank you.